because new polls are out and it doesn't look good for Kamala Harris. I have not been this worried in a long time. So we don't have a lot of time left. We have less than a month left, and she's now losing in almost all the swing states. Look, I'm telling you this, not again to ha-ha or whatever. I'm telling you because the pundits are almost always wrong. They never come back and tell you, oh, yeah, we got it wrong, et cetera. They don't tell you oftentimes ahead of time. They do Monday morning quarterback. All those different things that they do wrong. The reason I tell you guys stuff ahead of time is so you can see whether I'm right or not. So you can see whether you should trust our analysis of what is reality, not what we want, but what is reality. So that's why in that context, let me tell you, 4 days ago, this weekend on October 5th, I wrote, I think Trump is going to retake the lead. Kamala started playing prevent defense.
Yeah, you heard it, gang. That's from the far leftist Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks. And obviously deflated and defeated Cenk Uygur, openly admitting that Kamala is losing virtually everywhere. Everything, gang. Everything is swinging to Trump as we speak. The dam is broken. The Kamala campaign is in a free fall. And we're going to see how more and more Democrats are openly panicking just like that. We're going to see why they ain't seen nothing yet. The Kamala implosion is just getting started. Hey, gang, with everything going on right now, it's hard to say what could happen or what will happen. And to make matters even worse, we usually don't find out until it's too late. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what's at stake. That's why I partnered with Goldco. Now, you guys know I'm a big fan of hedging future risks with the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why you've got to click on the link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit. Gang, it's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And the best part is that you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Click on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit right now, because this is about taking back control of your freedom and your privacy. We can't predict the future, but we can certainly prepare for it. So don't wait. Take action now to defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Click on that link below right now. All right. So here we are, just 20 plus days away from the election. And we are finally seeing Kamala's numbers implode. Everyone's seeing it. There's no candy coating it. Even the Young Turks are seeing it. Everyone is seeing that the Kamala campaign is in a free fall. Now, you've been a regular to this channel, and if not, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, but you'll know that we predicted this would happen months ago. I think I was on a beach in Maine, if I recall. Yes, Maine in late July, because that's when news broke that Biden had dropped out when his own polls were absolutely tanking to a point of no recovery. I was on a beach in Maine when I told you, don't worry, all of these puff polls that the media was championing, showing Kamala surging, they were all going to eventually pop. They were going to deflate. They're going to fall back to pre-Biden dropout levels, if not lower. And the key to that prediction was that Biden was at the very least able to hold on to a good portion of the working class vote, right? Because he's good old Scranton Joe. Old Scranton Joe was able to hold on to a significant part of the working class vote. But Kamala, San Francisco Kamala, California Kamala, forget about it. Forget about it. She would lose the working class vote in droves, including the non-white working class. There was no way she could hemorrhage that vote and still pull off a win as a Democrat. So I told you again, this is back in July. Don't worry. These puff polls are all going to eventually deflate. Remember, seriously, don't forget this, gang. This is very important. You might want to write this down. Although we're probably done with this phase, and I'll explain what I mean. The legacy media polling, the Democrat-infested legacy media polling, performs a two-act play. Think of every presidential election as a two-act play. The first act, that's when you see all these puff polls. And it's always, of course, always favoring the Democrat. Always. And that's because the whole purpose of these puff polls early on in the campaign is twofold. It's to fund and to fabricate. The polls are all to fund and fabricate. Write that down. The purpose of the polls in the first act of the campaign season play is to fund and fabricate. So when you see all these polls with Kamala up 8, right? You know, or Kamala up 10, Kamala surging. You have to remember these polls are there to make sure that first Democrat candidates become awash in cash. Democrat donors are rich, but they're not smart. They got a lot of cash, but they're political illiterates. So the legacy media knows all they need to do is see a nice poll. That's it. And they'll write a big fat check for any Democrat candidate. So that's the first purpose of these polls, to make sure Democrat candidates are well funded. And by the way, they've been very successful in that. Kamala, I don't know if you heard, she apparently has raised about $1 billion. Yeah, it's a billion with a B. It's not making any difference. But so that's the first reason you have these totally inflated bogus polls, right? The second reason is to try to fabricate a narrative that persuades voters to move in the Democrats' direction because nobody wants to be on the losing team, just psychologically. So these polls are there to fabricate the notion that the Democrats are well on their way to winning, and that's supposed to provoke a sociological bias in that unless you want to be seen as a kook, someone who belongs in the margins of society, the fringe, you're going to ride the wave with the Democrats, right? You're going to be on the winning team. So the puff polls are there to fund and fabricate. The key reason why it's so important to remember this is to realize that none of the polls that have been pushed thus far by ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, even Fox, which is notoriously left-wing in their polling, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, none of these puff polls are pushed in order to convey reality. They know this. The legacy media knows none of the polls that we've been seeing over the last 3 months were meant to be reliable representatives of reality. They know that. They were pushing those polls to fund and to fabricate, to help Democrats win by enriching them and by garnering them as many votes as possible. But then there's a second act to this play. And that second act involves the last few weeks of the campaign. Eventually and inevitably, inexorably, when it comes down to the last couple weeks of the campaign, all the polling outlets have to save face. They have to produce actually accurate polling so that when their accuracy record is checked and measured after Election Day, their final polls are as close to the election outcome as possible. That way they continue to be considered a reputable polling outfit. So act one, fund and fabricate on behalf of the Democrat. But act two, let's see if that funding and fabrication actually worked. We can't help you after that, Democrat. We did everything we could do. Now it's your turn. And so in this stage of the campaign, this is when the polling frankly, starts to get honest. So here we are, just 20 plus days away. And what are the polls showing? Here's our good friend, Rich Barris of the People's Pundit, the best pollster out there, best polling data analyst around. Here's his assessment. After analyzing all the polling, both national and swing states, Barris's conclusion is that it does indeed look like Harris is on the cusp of what he calls a broad collapse. Just as we've been predicting, just as he, Rich Barris, and a number of other pollsters have been predicting, Harris is on the cusp of a broad, and we might add, catastrophic collapse. Barris continued, quote, "There's an awful lot of red on RCP politics and RCP polling right now." That's the polling aggregator, right? The averaging out of all the polling out there. So it's real clear politics polling aggregate. "Perhaps the worst time for Kamala Harris. People are breaking. The trend is pro-Trump, and people are starting to get ballots." In other words, they're starting to vote. Worst possible time for Harris. What's he talking about? Take a look at the latest internal polling of the swing states from John McLaughlin. Now, remember, internal polling is generally far more accurate than external polling. The problem is it's very hard to get internal polling. They generally not leak it unless it's something like this. Then they're going to have fun with this. They're just going to do cartwheels over this. But, and by the way, it's simply because internal polling has a lot more money to work with. Candidates throw tons of cash at internal polling so that they know where to spend all their hundreds of millions of dollars and what counties, in what states, and the like. So you tend to get much more accurate, much more granular results. Public polling, the polling that you see with the legacy media, that's cheap polling. And my kids like this. My kids always use my family, you know, my wife's Japanese. My family loves sushi. So my kids, if we're not going to a nice sushi restaurant, because frankly, there's not a lot here. We have to go up into Philly if we want a really nice splurge for a nice sushi dinner. If we don't have a nice place to go, my kids always say, "Hey, let's go get some cheap sushi tonight," meaning let's go to the supermarket and just grab some of the sushi, the pre-made sushi they have there. That pre-made sushi is legacy media polling. It's cheap polling. It's not the gourmet polling that you get in private polling. This, what we're seeing here, is from John McLaughlin and Fabrizio. Take a look at this, gang. This is absolutely stunning. Trump is up in every single swing state, all seven. Make no mistake, Cenk saw this polling. The Cenk Uygur, who you saw at the beginning of this video, he saw all this polling. And he's reading the writing on the wall. The polling doesn't change that much in the last couple of weeks. It's always been this way. Just the puff polling has begun to disappear. Look at this. Trump is up 5 in Georgia. He's up 3 in Arizona. He's up 3 in Nevada. We're going to talk about Nevada in a moment. You won't believe what their top union organization is saying right now. A union organization that generally is a bellwether for who wins Nevada. You're going to love this. He's up 1 in Pennsylvania, 1 in Wisconsin, 1 in Michigan, and 1 in North Carolina. Now, keep in mind, we've never seen numbers like this. Never. We've never seen numbers like this for Trump. We didn't see him in 2016. We didn't see him in 2020. We have never seen swing state dominance like this ever coming from Trump. But it's not just McLaughlin. Take a look at the latest swing states from Emerson. Now, again, Emerson is one of the faithful members of the polling mafia, the election cabal. Their job is to fund and fabricate on behalf of the Democrats. No one does this better than Emerson. Emerson provides the polls that raise tons of money for the Democrats and fabricate a winning narrative. But unfortunately, that's only as it were, in the first two-thirds of a presidential election. They can't do that in the last few weeks because that'll destroy their polling rating. So here you go. Here's what's really happening now. Trump is up in Arizona. He's up in Pennsylvania. He's up in Georgia. He's up in North Carolina. They're tied in Michigan and tied in Wisconsin. And he's down a single point in Nevada, a state no Republican has won since 2004, in 20 years. I will say that part again. Even Emerson, the faithful Democrat lucky, has Trump down a single point in a state no Republican has come close to winning in 20 years. Here's a perfect visual of why the Democrats are in such an obvious panic. These are the polls that have been taken over the last 2 weeks in the key swing state of Pennsylvania. Remember where we are in this play. We are in the second act. And what now are we seeing? Those are 9 polls in a row from everywhere, from solid, good pollsters that don't care about the polling mafia. They're not part of the fund and fabricate mission of most pollsters. And we have a mixture of those fund and fabricate pollsters, those Democrat pollsters. But they're all showing the same thing now. It's all solid red. Oh, and by the way, gets sweeter. Don't ever forget this. Trump always, 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 every single time, 2016, 2020, Trump always, oh, did I mention always? Trump always overperforms his polls by upwards of 4 to 5 points. If he overperforms his polls by just 2 or 3 points, it's a solid win in Pennsylvania, way beyond the margin of fraud and the election as a whole. Take a look at this aerial view from the key swing state of Michigan. There's that RCP again, right? That's the Real Clear Politics polling averages. So Real Clear Politics takes all the polls out there and then averages them out. Back in 2016, the average polling for Michigan around this time was Clinton plus 7.3. She, of course, went on to lose Michigan. The polls were off 7.3. In 2020, it was Biden plus 6.7. Again, the polls were way off. Trump came within just a couple of points of actually winning Michigan. So what's the polling average now in October of 2024? Take a look at it, gang. Numbers don't lie. It's Trump plus 1. Trump plus 0.8. Again, you'll notice that both the 2016-2020 polling aggregates were off by several points, weren't they? Again, Trump always, 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 did I mention always, overperforms his polling.